the bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here is your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler, and each week we rotate through different growth strategies. One week it might be a retailer in Singapore that's grown through franchising, and the next week it might be a manufacturer in Kansas City that's growing through acquisitions. So where it's a peer-to-peer-to-peer program for the host and the guests, and the listeners are presidents and owners and CEOs of companies, typically between about 20 and 200 million. So I thank everybody for listening in. Now, so if I sound a little bit more sluggish than I normally do, I have been on the road for a couple of weeks, and I'm not complaining. I just love the people that I've been with, and I lifted a suitcase that I shouldn't lift. So I have this back, I have this little old lady back, and if you've met me, you know that I'm like this perky, energized, the Energizer Bunny. And so for me to be kind of bent over is so funny. And one of the problems I have with having a low back problem is I laugh so much. I giggle at how silly I look. And then the laughter makes it hurt. There's a silly cycle. So if I can't finish a sentence, it's not that I'm stupid. It's that I'm giggling or I'm bent over. And you have to picture this, trying to be bright when you feel like you're just, hello, I'm a little old lady talking about business girls. It's just oxymorons, just too much. Anyway, this time what I want to talk about, the timing of the show. We're doing this live, and I know it's going to be downloaded several times because it's one of these times that I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time for you to take a chance? You have the economy that is, been in question for a little while, and particularly in the United States, we've got news that every 2, 6, 3, 4, 5 seconds you're hearing about whether or not the government's going to bail out big companies that knew that they were making a mistake and still let it happen. The financial markets are this and that, and then all the election hysteria. So, people are trying to figure out if you're going to hand a blank check of $1 trillion to the Congress to say, fix this without any controls. And so somebody else says, well, let's make sure we at least hold the CEOs accountable, blah, blah, blah. All right, so with all the histrionics, Joe and Susie Normal are sitting there going, wait a minute, is my IRA for my retirement safe? Is my house going to get foreclosed? I mean, there's this contrast of all the noise and what's going on, and then what's going with me, with the work that I do as a growth strategist, my phone's ringing off the hook with mid-sized companies. Yes, they're going to their financial planners. Yes, you're going to, all kinds of people, your accountants, et cetera. But we're all talking to each other saying, how do you play it business-wise? I was just giving a speech yesterday at a CEO think tank for banks, community banks. Picture this, okay? Competing banks coming together in Chicago, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be acquiring whom, who's going to be able to reassure their customers so that they just relax a little bit and not make it a bigger problem than it is. It's intense right now. I think it was probably one of the reasons my back went out. What do you think? Okay, so I got some guests on. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing you that have taken a chance. I love the story. Somebody that is working in something like ambulance billing. Wait till you hear these guys talk. Taking a big leap during what's going on. I mean, it was before the financial stuff on Wall Street, but, during a kind of a shaky recession. And saying, after 20 years, let's diversify. Let's look at what's going on out there and figure out a whole new thing, and they've recognized the gap. Now, this is what I want to talk about in the beginning of the show here. Is this a good time for you to take a big diversifying gap? Jump. All right. You're going to laugh at the answer. Uh-huh. I think in most cases it is. And here's a couple of reasons why. During a recession, when it's really good times, I find that there is like this almost cultural behavior around looking like you know what you're doing. You can't, admit that you can't make money. You can't admit that you're bored, all that. We all have this, you have to show that you know what you're doing. Recession hits, and there's a cultural permission, a situational permission for people to whine. The market research that's possible, you save thousands and thousands of dollars during a recession if you just shut up and listen. You can hear where people are in pain. You can hear where they're panicking. You can hear where they don't like things. You can hear that where they need a little bit of help. You can hear where they're ignorant. You can hear where they don't know what they're doing. People are admitting they don't know what they're doing at a record level right now. Really, really bright people that are acting all cocky and arrogant 2 months ago are now admitting they don't know what to do with their money. So is there something that you've been tempted to do? Because you can see, you know what? Nobody in the marketplace is touching that. Or I wonder if this gadget would work. Or I wonder if this delivery model would make sense. You can ask and actually get faster answers during a recession around would it work than any other time. My observation. So I want you to listen to my guests later on in the show, you know, to come up with a big idea, test it quickly. I mean, they didn't do analysis paralysis. Test it quickly, launch the thing, and listen to what the ride sounds like, okay? That's what I want you to hear. It's not somebody who's a startup. They're, you know, it's a second venture, but they're not startups. These aren't, you know, beginners, neophytes, but it feels like an exciting new ride. Are you ready for that, okay? A lot of baby boomers have been tired of their business anyway. There are a number of people who have business acumen, have with staff, have the capability to go after a target market and do it in an exciting way, and this is the excuse to do it. Okay, oh, now, all right, so second thing. Why would a growth strategist be saying that you could go for something big during a recession when on Oprah today you have Susie Orman screaming at people, sell your house, take out all your savings, put it in a bank, don't have any interest, you don't take any chances, there's no money, you can't get credit. Okay. Why am I saying, not the opposite, I want you to be safe and, you know, some of the day-to-day, make sure that the day-to-day nest egg is protected. But if you're going to do something, this is not the time to do it small. True wealth is made during recessions. And the reason I say that is that there's companies that would be more open to joint ventures. There are investors that would be more open to carefully figuring out, okay, how do we make sure we're doing something different? It can't be investing in the same old. They're not going to give you operating expenses for the thing that you've been doing for 15 years. But there is this desire to quietly on the side, if we can do something that looks hot, if it's worth the time. I'm seeing more possibility for joint ventures during recessions. I've been in business 38 years. This is like the third or fourth, depending on which economist you ask. That's when the joint ventures happen. All right. Now, one other thing that stops people from creating a brand new venture, trying something different, going for a new niche, introducing a new product, is they're worried about can they afford the top talent? Okay. Now, answer that yourself. Think about it. The stars, those high performers that have been, you know, 5 years ago, if you wanted to hire them, they'd be negotiating their, you know, their severance package before they showed up. They'd be negotiating the equity deal and how much money they're going to get. And you start looking at it going, okay, now I'm going to go into a new venture. This is not an entrepreneur I'm talking to. It's a greedy person, and I'm going to be paying them more than me. No, I don't think so. All right. How does that same person act if they're in a company now? They're behind a CEO who's laying low, waiting it out, not taking chances, pulling their money out, calling their CPA, trying to figure out how they're going to get through the financial crisis, or their brother is one of those CEOs on Wall Street and they're focused on that. How exciting is it where they're working? How interested is that second, that person who's a star that you think you could really use for your business? How excited are they where they work? Maybe they're not even working right now because they were working on Wall Street and they're out on their ass. All right. What would the negotiation be like now? You've got something hot. You've got something that they clearly have the capability. They can see the lay of the land about how money is working. You're going to pay the same kind of money. You're going to pay through the nose that you would have about 4 or 5 years ago. Are they going to be so cocky and demand equity and severance and all that kind of stuff before they did anything? I don't think so. So one of the deterrents to, you know, creating a hot company with a product that's got a niche, that does it in a different way, think of the deterrents. It's money. It is support, you know, like a resource network. It is hot talent that's affordable. I mean, think about this. Several of the deterrents to actually doing it aren't there during a recession. This is why some of the, you know, when you really look back at the companies that have made it the biggest, they started during economic difficulties, not in hot times. Got you thinking, didn't I? So I want to take a break. The people that I'm going to be introducing, again, I want you to identify with what they're talking about. this is one of the key times for us to be thinking about how do you make sure your core business is safe. So over the break, I want you to think about what your situation is. Do you have an operations manager that could step up and make sure that the core doesn't go away? It is a basis upon which, you know, you're doing this spin-off. Are you going to be structuring the second business as a spin-off, a subsidiary, a completely separate business? Is it got a different ownership package? What I've noticed is the second business is often, especially if you're doing something that's not been done before, and there's legal issues or insurance issues, or if it was so different, somebody hasn't figured out how to even to protect it. It needs to be separate. It needs to be a separate entity so that you can protect the core and you can, you know, afford the insurance. A lot of times the insurance companies don't want to, you know, cover the entire business. And if you're doing something completely disparate from what your original core is, you know, the insurance packages don't make sense. You know, if you were initially in ambulance billing, and now you're into, well, wait till you hear what these guys are into. You know, just think about the insurance coverage, the legal liability, the board of directors, all that kind of stuff has such a different feel. Put yourself in the position of the real estate developers. You know, does Donald Trump have one business or does he have multiple? Yeah, I mean, he has dozens for a reason. One goes south and, you know, it doesn't even hurt anybody. He has a water company. How different is that from a golf course? That's pretty different. So have you thought about diversifying? Have you thought about attracting stars? Have you thought about how it's affordable? Have you thought about how it would renew your spirit so that you feel entrepreneurial again? You'd have permission to not know. You could take your proposal and put it in front of people that you really respect, the CEOs and the community leaders and the industry folks that you never had, you know, maybe you didn't even have permission to talk to. You go in and you say, here's how far I am in this concept. Do you want a piece of this? Is, you know, what would you think would make it fall apart? What holes do you see? And they tell you. Now, it doesn't matter if they're naysayers. You need to get that kind of insight. It's amazing how much free advice you can get when people are convinced you're crazy. But you got their attention. You got them watching that you're the crazy person that went and did it. And there is a viral kind of a marketing. There is an energy around, what are those crazy guys or gals doing? Look what they're doing. I can't believe they're doing that. That is one of the most contagious marketing messages you can possibly have. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and I want you to think about, are you ready to diversify? Are you ready for the second business? Are you ready to try something completely different? This is The Growth Strategist with Aldona Ambler. We'll be right back.
All we talk about is money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldona can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldona Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldona played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldona Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
When you have a stroke, you may not even notice it right away. But then, time passes, and the symptoms get worse. One minute you feel fine, and the next, your speech could be slurred or not make sense. One side of your body might become numb. You might see double. You drop the TV remote because you can't hold up your arm. That's because after a stroke, every minute you don't get help is another minute that your brain is being starved of oxygen. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding, If you experience any of these warning signs, call 911 immediately, because time lost is brain lost. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And today we're talking about, is this the time for your long-term business to spin off a subsidiary, something for that second business, that idea that you've had, that, oh my God, you know, maybe this will work idea, right in the middle of all this chaos? And my answer is yes, for a lot of you. So I've gotten some guests today. Bob Holzer, with you there?
I am.
Hi, and Tim Pelton, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now, you know, it's morning and afternoon and evening, depending on who's listening. So you're in the morning zone, aren't you?
We'll take the Australian view of good day.
I know, good day. All right, so your history is, I'm going to say, you know, you're CEOs of kind of, you feel like almost co-CEOs of Holdsworth and Pelton. Now let's start there, and then we'll go where you're going. What is a Holdsworth and Pelton?
That's a great question.
What is a Holdsworth and Pelton, Tim?
Well, it's a collegiate partnership of two guys who have known each other in emergency services for a long time.
Emergency services. How'd you get into that?
Well, I'm a retired fire chief, and Bob's a retired paramedic.
Okay.
And over time, we had worked together when bad things happen to good people. When firemen, policemen, and paramedics have a particularly tough day, there is some counseling that they can go through to help them stay focused and get back on the job. And that's when Bob and I first met, and it's been a great relationship and partnership ever since.
So, Bob, was the concept emergency services for emergency services?
Pretty much. We've provided services to fire, police, and ambulance, predominantly ambulance and fire, for 20 years. And we've grown our service mix as the clients have requested additional things. We started
what kind of stuff? I mean, the website looks like it's ambulance billing. And,
yep.
Okay, so it morphed into a lot of different things.
We started out as a training company. We were training people how to become firefighters, paramedics, EMTs. Then as we were working with those services, they were, you know, can you help us with some of our administrative functions?
I mean, that's not why somebody becomes a firefighter.
No, that's absolutely not. And
right.
Municipalities and volunteer organizations have a different, everybody's got different business acumen.
Yeah.
So they asked us, you know, can you help us with consulting work? Yes, we can. Can you help us with policies, procedures? Yes. Can you help us with billing?
Yeah. Yes. So whatever you need, we can do it. You know.
We did, and over time,
yes.
And over time, though, those services have fallen by the wayside as competition or profit margin shrank to the point where they weren't viable anymore. And ambulance billing has surfaced as the engine, if you will.
Now, Tim, how big the company get?
Well, it's a very stable market at this point, and we have about 18 employees.
Yeah.
And just imagine for a minute what you go through when you first go to your doctor's office. What's the first question they ask you? Where's your medical card?
Oh, I know. The insurance led everything.
The insurance drives everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the unique phenomenon about the ambulance billing business is it's the one leg of health care
mm-hmm.
where you render service with no idea if you're going to get paid. We deal with 911 ambulance emergencies,
yep.
and all of our clients will respond, package, and transport patients to a hospital with no secure knowledge that they're going to get paid. Our mission is to help them work through all the nuances and speed bumps, if you will, of the insurance industry to maximize their revenue.
Now, Bob, you're going to laugh at me because, you know, one of the key things that I've been talking about on the radio for some of the mid-sized companies is these plateaus that they hit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear somebody say they've had, you know, 18 to 25 employees, to me, that's not the marketplace dynamic. There's something going on in the leadership of the business about it being an incorporated career, or the people at the top probably wanted to do something else but maybe didn't have the money, the time, the energy, the skills, something to go and diversify or to acquire another business or go aggressively. Has this been a lifestyle business for you too, Bob?
It has been a lifestyle business. I mean, it was something that I've been involved in emergency services for 30 years. I've mm-hmm. been in management since I was 18, so it's kind of a combination of the two.
And you guys have been at this a long time.
We celebrated our 20th anniversary, so we're the one in 10 businesses that made it.
Yeah.
But
you still like being in the game, you know, Bob and Tim, both of Tim. Do you like being, you know, talking to the firemen? Do you like interacting with the public? Are you still on the phone making decisions?
Absolutely, and
yeah.
There was a very special brotherhood within the emergency services, mm-hmm. all the emergency service agencies, but the one core value that Bob and I are very passionate about mm-hmm. is we were put on this planet to help people,
mm-hmm.
and as we looked at exploring different opportunities, part of our decision-making process was who needs help.
Yeah.
And how can we help them?
See, now a lot of the listeners, okay, you know, they're people that have been they passed that point and they're at that 20 to 200 million, and their questions are things like, okay, I've been a president, but I'm not sure I can be a CEO. I've lived through getting a really strong management team, and I've got that core business down, but I don't know if I should go for venture capital and have somebody sit on my board and tell me what to do. I don't know if I should acquire a couple more businesses, multiply the locations, do an IPO. I mean, that's the scale of what a lot of the listeners are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm saying that because they're going to go, well, wait a minute, these guys are behind where I am. You went through that point, though. You know, you've done the business. It's really, you know, you know how to do it. Did you start getting bored, Bob?
Yes. let me just make it as succinct as possible. The issue is not that the business itself is boring. The challenge becomes when you've built to a level, and whether it's okay. 2 million, 20 million, 200 million,
mm-hmm.
depending upon your history mm-hmm. With that size business, there is a point in time that the
yeah.
business becomes almost on, I hesitate
it's
to say
it's autopilot,
but
I know.
It's almost remote control,
yeah.
and every day is the same, and you put out the same fires, and you
yeah.
deal with the same issues.
And you have that been there, done that feeling. It comes in waves, and the audience knows that. We've all been through multiple waves. I've been in business 38 years. I've been through 7 waves. I know exactly where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't just market dynamics. It was, you know, what my husband and I were doing or what I felt like at the time. And, that's real typical. So how many waves have you guys been through, Tim, you know, of how are we going to redefine, re-engineer, you know, recreate this business? How many times have you done that?
Well, let me tell you about one of our startups that did not go quite as well as planned.
Oh, good. I want to hear that.
It's going to be a little light at the end, but please bear with me for a moment. As the dot-com craze was running across America,
yep.
we thought we would modify the name of the consulting division
mm-hmm.
and become doitbetter.com.
Cool.
And we retooled, we remarketed, we resent out our messages, and probably 2 months after we started down that road,
mm-hmm.
the whole dot-com biz imploded on itself.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have been disappointed if you didn't try something during then. That was one of my questions. What did you do during the late 90s, early 2000s?
Sure.
Did you try something crazy and it not work?
Well, the entertaining part of this story is that we diversified and divested ourselves of doitbetter.com, sold the URL, and it's now a soft form website.
That's funny. Somebody Googled my name. I shouldn't say this on air, but somebody Googled my name, you know, and they go into the 750 pages or whatever it is, and somebody figured out how to hack. And about page 75 and 76 is porn. Now, the thing that's upsetting about that, first of all, try to get it out of there, right? And it's not even good porn. You know, if you're going to take my name and, you know, abuse it, at least have somebody who's attractive. This is not very polite. You know, the technology, you can at least be considerate about who you're doing this to. It's terrible. Anyway, enough frantic. So you tried a couple things on the side as you went. You went through a few waves, right?
That's correct.
We've actually earmarked money each year to try something.
this was one of my suggestions, is because you guys are what I call a sponge and buffer company, where the top of it, you know, you're the sponges, and you're taking in, you know, what's going on in the marketplace, and you like creativity, and you like the group dynamic. And what happens to those kind of people is, you know, you read a book, and you see something, and you go to the Chamber of Commerce, and you hear something, and you go to the TV, et cetera, et cetera. And when all those pieces come together as your idea, then it's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies have to have a buffer behind them, like an office manager, a general manager. And how they tend to be financed, or at least successfully, the worst money to give those people is a line of credit, because they get an idea, it comes together, and they want to spend it. So if they give the core budget to the operating manager so that the core business is safe, but then have protected money, R&D, whatever you want to call it, experiment money, slush fund, I don't care what you call it, but some kind of self-regulating, if you got your 5% that you can play with, if it spins off a second business and it doesn't work, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But if it creates something really hot, everybody's happy. As long as it's self-regulated, it works. So what was your budget for your play money?
Well, at our level, at this point in time, we started with, each year we've done about $40,000 to $50,000 worth of R&D mm-hmm. testing. This particular project that we're going to talk about in a few minutes,
yep.
we actually budgeted twice that.
Okay, so now what did you create? Because before the break, I want to find out, what is the concept? Because it's totally different from ambulance building.
It is. And going back to what Tim had said about looking for who needs help and an area of interest that sparked enthusiasm in both of us,
mm-hmm.
we sat down one day and came in and said to Tim, if you weren't doing ambulance and fire, what would you do? And his answer was exactly the same as mine, real estate.
Okay.
He said, okay, how would we do that and what part of real estate? Because it's a vast
right.
empire.
And it's very different from what you've been doing.
It is. It's different in its mechanics. It's not different in that it's a consultative business.
Right.
It needs a structure. It needs marketing. It has clients.
Mm-hmm.
It has joint venture capability.
Yeah.
And it has a lucrative upside if it's done properly.
Right.
So while it's a different market, all of the approaches that we've honed over 20 years were exactly the same. We just applied it to a different venue.
Gotcha.
And so we went
down.
What
did you notice? I mean, you know, you just didn't become a broker like everybody else with a little office and a couple of brokers.
No, as a matter of fact, we determined that being a broker was actually, it was better to be a private investor than it was to be a broker.
All right, so hit us with the concept. What you noticed is, you know, especially like with foreclosures.
We noticed that there were lots and lots of folks that were trying to invest in real estate that were getting nowhere. They were going to auctions. They were getting outbid. There's foreclosures, pre-foreclosures, probate properties,
mm-hmm.
commercial properties. Every time we tried to get a sense of the industry and we tried to find a resource, we would find isolated resources. We would find foreclosures where you could buy lists
mm-hmm.
of, and you could do it on your own. We found all the gurus who were selling their books and tapes.
Right.
We found sites for investors only.
Mm-hmm.
But if the investors didn't pick up the property, then it died.
All right. So, unfortunately, I have 30 seconds before the break.
What we found was
we decided
we needed to build something that encompassed all of those facets because we couldn't find one that was integrated.
So that's one of the gap things. You couldn't find an integrated answer.
Right.
So you said, let's find an integrated answer.
Can't find it, we'll build it.
Answer.
Yep. Can't find it, we'll build it.
But see, now you're getting into, you know, website development, you're getting into filling a void, you're getting into how do you do multiple listing, you're getting into do you have insider information, you're getting into,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are you to say that, you're getting into what's the SEC and the private, I mean, wow, you walked into a hornet's nest.
It was fun.
Yeah, you walked into a hornet's nest.
Put on the helmet and let's go.
Uh-huh. This is the Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler asking you, would you be ready to walk into a hornet's nest? We'll be right back.
Money, money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. There you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's only all business and financial radio network, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about, in the midst of all the difficulties of the economy, is it time to jump into a hornet's nest and do something different? And the answer is yes. Okay, so we have Bob Holdsworth and Tim Pelton on the line, and they're creating 911foramerica.com. I'm going to say it again, 911, the numbers, foramerica.com. Now, what I want Bob to do, tell us the concept again. And then we'll go back and we'll figure out, how did you create this, you know, who did you consult, how did you deal with the naysayers, all that stuff. Tell us how it works again. Who are the customers?
The primary customers, there's actually two customer groups. The first is real estate investors.
Okay.
That are looking for properties as quickly as they come on the market.
All right, so I have $500,000 and I think I want to invest in a couple of properties because I'm nervous. So I go to 911 for America and?
I set up a free profile. I set up what types of properties I'm looking for in what states with what criteria, and I wait.
All right, so I say I'm interested in Connecticut. I'm looking for some
three-bedroom
on the water. Okay.
And I'm looking for specific towns or counties.
Okay. I'm looking in Brantford, and I want to have a couple of townhouses for
exactly.
Property. Okay, got it. Now,
sounds good. That's a good town to pick. The second customer group is those folks who have properties to sell. And we are marketing to REO agents. Those are the folks that are at the banks and the finance companies that are responsible for taking and getting rid of people houses they foreclosed on.
Okay.
Real estate agents themselves who have slow-moving properties that the MLS is not addressing, and they want
a lot of things that are really nice that are slow-moving right now.
They are, and they want to get to a different Rolodex that they would not.
And this is different from an MLS service. I mean, why do you need this?
It's extremely different. MLS is basically a public billboard that any realtor can access and start looking, and you've got to be proactive in looking for and creating a search for the properties that you want.
So is the thing that's weird about this is it's going around the realtors? I mean, you know?
It's not. We actually have realtors using the site because they're accessing investors who can close quickly, who don't normally have another house they need to sell.
If I'm an investor, do I have to subscribe or do I just log onto this? It's free.
Set up a profile. It's for free. You can set up as many search parameters as you wish. So if you're looking for a retirement property in Florida and you're looking for duplexes in Brantford, you can set up a Connecticut profile, a Florida profile.
Okay.
What's the benefit?
What happens is, you know, when something goes on the market, what's the benefit of my doing that?
Someone comes to our site, the second customer group are the folks that have properties that they represent that they want to sell. They put in the parameters, again, for free.
Okay.
That property matches to the investor's profiles, and every investor who's looking for that type of property is notified.
It's like eHarmony for houses.
That's actually the joke we were talking about. When people were explaining the concept, we are the eHarmony of real estate.
Okay. But their model is you have to pay for it. How come this is free?
Well, we knew we were on to something as we started going down our research, and we were asking questions of industry professionals about Project X. And one of the folks we asked was the local Realtors Association, which we were connected with.
Yeah.
And they asked their attorney about conducting real estate business in the state and what type of licensure, et cetera.
Right.
And the definition came back that if you were accepting a dollar of any type in assisting in the sale of real estate, you need to be in the real estate business, and you needed to be a realtor.
Okay.
Or a broker.
So that's what you're not going around the brokers, but you're trying not to be a broker.
We are not a broker.
Okay.
We are a marketing arm, and because at this stage we knew we were onto something when the reaction from the local board of realtors came back as a violent answer.
Yeah.
Saying you can't do this.
So you had to go to a couple of attorneys to make sure you could do this, huh?
Yeah, what we normally do, and I don't know how your listeners proceed, but my philosophy with attorneys is you ask three and at least two of them have to agree before I know that I'm on the right track.
For a lot of the really risky things that I've done, you know, with multiple companies and such on an international scale, I often have to contact five and get three.
There you go.
Same thing.
That's how you do with OSHA. You call OSHA three times and you ask the question the same way, and as long as you get at least two, you're okay.
Yeah.
And an answer in writing.
The clerks don't have the information and you don't get any answer, but that's another time. A whole different show, but okay. So now it's like getting insider information.
What happens is the listings go only to registered investors for the first 3 days.
Oh.
So the registered investors get an advantage. But what happened in all of the other investor sites we looked at was if the investors didn't pick up the property owner or representative was dead in the water after that.
Okay.
The difference with our site is on day four, that property then goes live and anyone in the country can see it.
So how does your financial model work? If it's free to me, you know, signing up, how do you get paid?
We've actually identified about 12 different ways that we can make money from the site, the first of which has to do with building as much traffic as possible, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the business as investors of buying and selling real estate as well, so therefore we have a buyer's list that we can put our properties in front of to move them faster.
Okay.
We also have profiles set up for properties that we're looking for that match specific criteria, so we're finding...
So it kind of feeds your third business. Okay.
It does. It feeds the rehab business.
Mm-hmm.
As the eyeballs on the site continue to grow, we have an advertiser section, which is a paid section, which is outside the scope of the realtor business.
Okay.
So through subscribers and advertisers that want to work segmented by state and by type of business, so it's searchable,
mm-hmm.
Those folks can come in and get in front of the real estate investors community. They can also get in front of the real estate sellers community.
It's kind of like this radio program. I mean, you know, it's free for people to log on, you know, for a while, but the sponsors pay it to make sure that I can do it, and you have to cover all the marketing and the development to do this type of thing.
That's exactly correct.
It's an advertising piece, but there's not an ad that, you know, hits you in the face in the middle of the program, and there's not an ad that hits you in the middle of the profile, right?
Nope. There's a banner on top of the page. There's an advertiser section that's searchable.
Mm-hmm.
That people can go to if they wish. That the rates are fairly reasonable as far as the exposure that they're getting.
So how far have you gotten in this journey? You know,
we're 13 weeks in.
13
weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
We have properties listed in 9 states. We've had a couple of sales that have come through the site.
Yay!
Now we don't take a piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
We are providing that venue.
Yep.
We also have registered users in 28 states.
Very good.
So from at this point, from New Hampshire to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
we have registered investors.
That's cool.
Which it's not as quick as I'd like because I'm into the instant gratification of my
Tim's
and my brand new idea. But for 13 weeks, I'll take it.
Now, I'd go back to the beginning of what we were talking about. This came out of itch, you know, to find something that's going to make you guys feel kind of new again. Does it light you up? Does it make you have to do research? Does it make you have no sleep? Does it make your days longer? How has it affected your lives?
Yes, 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 yes. And it makes our lives crazy.
So, Tim, how has it affected you?
Well, one of my favorite phrases is when Bob comes in and he sits down, and the phrase is always the same. You know, I've been thinking. And that's my cue to get a cup of coffee, get a yellow legal pad, get a pen, and sit down and start to write. And Bob,
uh-huh.
we have a great balance, And I think that good partnerships need this balance.
Yes.
That Bob's the visionary and I'm the reality check guy.
Yeah, he's your sponge.
He's my sponge.
Okay.
And my role is to let him run free,
mm-hmm.
and then say, okay, fine, but what's the market? What's our goals? What's the return on investment?
Yeah.
And we distill all that down, and as we work through this eHarmony of real estate site, we also said we needed to create some more revenue. And who are the two audience groups?
Yeah.
The two audience groups are real estate investors,
mm-hmm.
and real estate property owners that are looking to divest themselves
yeah.
of property.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of research. We've formed a team of lawyers and accountants to help us do things.
Good.
But we are also capitalists.
Yeah.
And
so you listen to some of them, and you kind of have to, like you say, get the best two out of three answers in the other areas too.
Absolutely.
Have there been some fires yet? I mean, have you had some things where you thought it worked and you had to quick change the website or modify the legal papers or call the accountant? Any fires yet?
I wouldn't say as I'm not as concerned about the fires as I am in our website as I am in the current real estate market. When we started down this road, little did we know that Lehman Brothers and AIG were going to be wreaking havoc.
Just amazing.
But imagine the people that could have gotten a mortgage
mm-hmm.
90 days ago
yeah.
that are no longer eligible because
right.
of their credit score.
Right.
One of our venues that we help people with is how to fix your credit.
Yep.
Imagine that you were in a probate situation and you have some inheritance money coming, and now all your finances have dried up. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if we could cash out some of that inheritance money now while we're still in probate?
So what are you going to do about that?
Well, we have formed different divisions within the website, within our new company,
mm-hmm.
to help people work through every one of those issues.
So how do you get to that? I mean, is there some kind of a phrase that people have to remember to be able to use it? What do they do?
Actually, it's navigation on the website itself.
Okay.
Because as we looked at the two populations coming in,
mm-hmm.
How many times have any of us gone to a website
yep.
For Plan A
right.
and gone, oh, I need that too.
Well, like if you go to WebMD and you thought you had the diagnosis of what you got, and then you realize you have something else, you're in a whole different section after 10 minutes, you know?
Absolutely.
So what you really want them to remember is 911foramerica.com.
911 for America is your answer to mm-hmm. most real estate issues, needs, and necessities.
Now, are you having to rush around to get some experts to like write the articles that would you put on there, or to be resources or anything like that in case with the startup you...
Well, the interesting part is that other than the group that came back from the local Realtors Association,
right.
the feedback from the remaining folks as they saw the concept develop went
yeah.
from you guys are insane to how do I play?
Exactly.
Tim talked about those other ancillary services. What we've
yeah.
done is in going back to a comment you made in the opening segment, it has been very easy for us to find appropriate, high-level, good quality joint venture partners,
okay.
Which, the inheritance brokering, the credit repair.
Yeah, you'd have to be selective.
We have been very selective.
Yeah.
One of our criteria for a partner
mm-hmm.
as opposed to an advertiser, although in the agreement for advertiser it says the same,
mm-hmm.
is that they have to be in good standing. We do reference them with the Better Business Bureau, and we do reference them with
yeah.
consumer affairs in the state of their registry.
You may have to kick some of them off because, you would have thought somebody from some of these big investment houses in New York would have been the cool thing, and they may not be there in a month.
Well, it's interesting. It's absolutely right. If you read the agreement
mm-hmm.
that's there, one of the things that it says is that we reserve the right not only to kick you off the site, but
yeah.
to tell everybody why we kicked you off.
Exactly.
And they sign that before they become a partner because...
Ironically, the beginner is going to have to be the one that's most protective rather than the experienced people. It's funny because somebody thinks it's the reverse. You're going to go to some high-level professor at an Ivy League school and they're going to be able to charge you a whole bunch. No, it's the opposite. You as the person who's taking the chance on this new venture are the ones that have to protect your reputation.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing that your listeners should understand if they're trying to make these decisions for themselves
mm-hmm.
is that you actually are in the driver's seat with
yep.
this. Most people, when they think about a new venture and they go back way in the cobwebs of their mind when they started their business
yeah.
about how they were hat in hand looking for money and looking for credit. We have a 20-year successful track record.
Right.
We've worked with Fortune 500 companies in addition to the ambulance industry. We have successful track records, so when we come in and say, here's what we're doing, here is a detailed business plan
Okay,
people pay attention.
I think, you know, you got the 20-year history, but you also have to be nimble and keep changing it like a startup.
Absolutely.
All right, that's where we're going to go in the next segment. I want everybody to think about some advice that you'd need. How could you create the second venture and have that new feeling of being the new entrepreneur and leverage your experience? This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune into Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
Small business owners, do you want answers to your most pressing financial concerns? Do you want to stop stressing about money and finally understand how to create wealth? Let Elizabeth Potts Weinstein and the Wealth Spa Radio Show answer your most pressing financial and legal questions about your small business and help you achieve business success and the lifestyle of your dreams easier and faster than you could imagine. The Wealth Spa Radio Show broadcasts live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to The Growth Strategist. This is Aldana Ambler. Today we're talking about, is this the time for your long-term business to spin off kind of a risky venture? Would it be something that would give you life? Would it be something that would give you new money? Would it be something that, you know, you'd be building a new wealth during a recession while everybody else is whining and laying low? And the answer is, for a lot of us, yes. So I found somebody, you know, Bob Holdsworth and Tim Pelton. They've launched this new venture, 911foramerica.com. And it's like the, you know, the, what do you call it? eHarmony.com for real estate, which is kind of cool. So take your foreclosed house and put them in the bank, and the bank's trying to figure out how to move the thing, and they post it, and you want to buy some houses, and you're looking around for early signs and early warnings about, ooh, this came on the market. You put those two people together, and they're really happy. So that's the concept. Now, they're taking a chance. So here's a couple questions I want to ask. How is it not pirated? How can not somebody just like look at the website and do exactly what you're doing?
They can, if they want to spend money for the infrastructure, do the work. The biggest thing about real estate is always location, 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 and 911 for America is a very easy-to-remember location. It's a good piece of real estate.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing to stop someone from pirating it, just as there's nothing to stop a real estate agent from opening a brokerage down the street from another one.
You know, that's usually the rule of thumb. You know, if you're going into another business, make sure that it's, you know, it's a product that is resilient and somebody can't just copy it. You know, there was a guy on the radio a couple of years ago was so excited about the tea bag. You know, it sounded like the old Lipton ads with the float-through tea bag stuff. And I said, now, wait a minute, you know, somebody can do this. Sure enough, about 3 months later, the biggest problem they had was somebody pirating the, you know, the intellectual property. So
sure.
It's just important to remind people. So do you have a contingency plan? Let's say it takes off and you're really doing well. Are you going to be able to go after venture capital and private investors to put it on steroids and go fast?
Yes.
So you thought about that now? Because
we've thought about it. We've actually, we have a firm that is in our complex that we've already spoken with that has some interest. We are looking, I'd prefer, and I think Tim is the same way, our business plan does not call for bringing in a venture partner, potentially an investor.
Yeah. The reason I ask it is the marketing. I mean, think about the Mrs. Field cookies, you know, and think about Cinnabon and think about Starbucks. Mm-hmm. One of the key things wasn't the coffee, the cookies, or the cinnamon. It was the marketing, you know, making it, boom, hit it. And then it was hard to copy all that stuff, even if you had the recipe, because they were already in the mall. So and you're talking about a marketing thing to, you know, driving people to your site is going to be important. So the marketing budget is going to be pretty pricey for you to be able to claim the real estate and not have somebody take you out at the knees. That's why I thought that.
No, you're absolutely right. The marketing budget is the largest piece of this, other than the actual development. The interesting part is that there are lots of folks out there, either, as I said, the competition we started with, which are the investor-only sites, the community, every house is public from day one site. This is a real estate investor's edge site with ancillary services for all users.
Oh, I get the concept. All I'm saying is, you know, strategically as a business, you know, some can take their time and do their marketing on an incremental basis. And since your concept's different and it is vulnerable to being stolen and copied, that's when marketing on steroids for it to be really quick is important. So I just thought everybody kind of think about that.
Yep.
Have you covered the downside? Let's say it doesn't work and, you know, or you get bored or some legal person or the SEC or whatever it is makes some new regulation and you're in trouble. What's the downside protection?
Well, the downside protection, we've done enough research to know that unless there's a particular, we're not doing the real estate business. We've checked in all of the states, and because there is no money exchanging hands related to the buying and the selling of the property, we are an electronic billboard for advertising. Therefore, you know, the SEC issue, unless we were to go public, doesn't apply. Real estate laws in California, which is one of the tougher ones, those laws don't apply because we are not assisting in the sale other than as a posting billboard like it would in a classified ad.
So you still have a little bit of legal help, you know, to make sure that nobody makes up a rule that you're in trouble.
Okay.
And you protected your core business. You have an operating manager managing the core one. So, you know, this is an experiment. How has it affected you, Bob, you said this was in some ways to give you some life again. Does it feel like you've got that?
It does. I am an avid reader, an avid learner, an avid watcher, to use your term, a sponge. And looking at the venues in real estate and, you know, pre-foreclosure, foreclosure, short sales, I mean, all of those types of things, it's really been a challenge to learn the basics of each of those and then collaboratively with Tim to sit down and say, what niche or niches do we really want to be in for our own piece of the business while we're managing the big electronic billboard?
And Tim, would you give people advice, you know, that we're trying to do this kind of life renewal and they see a gap and they're taking a chance? Any advice about are they not scared to death?
Life is too short not to have a good time. And Bob and I, in our emergency service careers, have seen a lot of people that whose lives were cut short for a whole host of reasons.
Yeah.
So if you need to go to work, if you need to do what you want to do, one, be passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Find something that really works. Find a niche. Find something that really lights your fire, that gets you going every day.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that, it sounds just great. But I would strongly encourage every entrepreneur to read John Maxwell's book, Failing Forward.
Oh, it is good. Oh, good choice.
You know, and he essentially says that you're going to fail almost four times before you hit your home run out of the park.
Yep. It's like the authors that want to write the book on the first book. No, try to write the first three, and then maybe the fourth one might be the book. Who are you kidding?
Be your risk taker. It's okay. I mean, if I can run into burning buildings, I can start a new business. It's just fine.
Yeah.
And having Bob as a partner, and again, I go back to the partner thing, it's critical that there be a good sense of checks and balances as to how you want to move forward.
Well, I want some contact information for you. Obviously, you know, 911foramerica.com is where you want them to go. Is there a telephone number where they could reach you guys directly?
Sure. 877-872-0050, which is 877-USA-0050. They can reach either one of us. RLH@911foramerica.com is me.
And Tim is TNP, Tom Ned Peter, at 911foramerica.com.
And I am easy to get if you can remember my name. Because I have so many businesses, I had multiple telephone numbers. So it's in the United States, it's 1-888-ALDONNA, A-L-D-O-N-N-A. And the email is aldonna@ambler.com. So I end the show the same way every week, that I wish for people accelerated growth with sustained profitability. And I want you to remember that the growth is not just in your dollars. It's also in your soul and in your head and in your energy level. And my being the Energizer Bunny and having all the multiple businesses and such, I totally agree. Life is too short. And nothing can kill the growth of a business faster than a depressed entrepreneur. And if we can't figure out what is kind of sucking that wind out of us, what's making it feel like same old, been there, done that, we kill the growth of the business. That's a lot about what the economy is, very psychological. It is. It's not just what's going on in New York City. It's what's going on in our hearts. So I just want to ask you, accelerate the growth. What do you need to do to accelerate your soul, your energy, your life, so you would giggle if you hurt your back? With sustained profitability, because we need to have a little bit of money to be able to do it again. But what's in your 5% experimentation money? What is that gap in the marketplace? What is that thing that you wonder if you possibly could do as a second, a third, and a fourth business? And we can all do it. I thank you guys, Bob Holdsworth and Tim Pelton from 911foramerica.com. I hope you get a lot of calls and people asking you how to do this and how to play in your new eHarmony for real estate. And I appreciate the fact that you took a chance and you're doing something new in the economy.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to us today. It was a great pleasure to meet you and be on with your customers.
This is the Growth Strategist, Aldonna Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.